N5NAV. You copy all right, Jim?
Oh, I copy just fine, Ray.
Okay, this is N5NAV. We have another sad one today. Today, incidentally, is going to be the burial of Art. And funeral services for Art W. Lewis. He's 90 years old. At Belleville at 2 p.m. this afternoon. At the St. John Lutheran Church. I don't know if anybody's close enough they might can make that service, but it would be nice for some of the hams to show up. Okay, interment in the Pilgrim Rest Cemetery in Belleville. Pallbearers are Pastor Don Lewis, Jr., Lieutenant Colonel Shane Lewis, John Kramery, Kevin Lewis, Billy Shavarda, Bruce Navisky, David Kramer, and Jason Pompella. Arthur was born March 21st, 1923, in Milano, Texas, to parents Walter and Zeta Blackman Lewis. He was raised in Caldwell, graduated from Caldwell High School and Blinn Junior College with an associate degree. On February 5th, 1944, Arthur married the former Miss Dorothy Schreider. In Belleville. He was a member of the St. John Lutheran Church in Belleville. Belleville American Legion. 50-year member of Belleville Masonic Lodge. And author was an amateur radio operator. Call sign of W5MMO. TV repairman. Tax assessor. Clerk for Austin County. And retired as district clerk from Austin County. Arthur served in the United States Navy during World War II as an aviation radio man on a PBY seaplane. Survivors include his wife, Dorothy Lewis of Belleville, who he always called Dot for those that ever talked with Art, daughter Ann Mayer, and husband Ed at Belleville. Son D.A. Bubba Lewis at Belleville. Grandchildren Lieutenant Colonel Shane Lewis and wife Heather. Kevin Lewis and wife Shannon. Kimberly Pompelli and husband Jason. John Crumry and wife Jennifer. And Travis Mayer, great-grandchildren, Riley and Maddox Mayer, Madison, Morgan, and Traver Lewis, Austin and Colby Lewis, Shelby Popelli, Caitlin and Carson Crumry, and numerous nieces and nephews. He was preceded in death by his parents, two brothers, five sisters, nine brother-in-laws, six sister-in-laws, and three nieces. The family wishes to thank Dr. Voice and staff of the Compassionate Care Hospice and staff, Marilyn Werner, Sharon Graham, and the most dedicated and caring caregivers, Pat and Charles Clark, Jackie and David Ward, and Pastor David Hemsky, and Pastor Jenny Jones. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church or Compassionate Care Hospice of Bryan, Texas. I know that a lot of us knew Art, a lot of us talked to him on the air, and a lot of us talked to him in person. And we lost a great ham and a great man. He was really dedicated to helping others, and he was dedicated to ham radio. This time we'll have a word of scripture. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This time we've had a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we just thank you, Lord, for Art and his services to mankind. We just pray that you'll go with the family, Lord, all of the family represented. Lord, go with them in this time of sorrow. Give them strength. In Jesus' name, amen.